Blog Talk Radio.
There's a big ass difference from the way I roll to the way you be doing things. Your whole plan smells pretty ho. Go ahead and get your flow sign. Go ahead and pop your crisp. I'll be waiting for your bitch ass behind the club, sipping old English. And something about you motherfuckers I just can't stand. Got a pussy between your butt cheeks, but still call yourself a man. Oh no, you need your stylist. You broke your little nail and your hair fell out of place when you had that little face spell. Fuck that, I drag my knuckles on concrete just to prepare. For the moment I see you with jaw, you will blow off your beard. Ski mask strapped on tight. Nowadays that's how you gotta do. Cause pro fucks like you get a black eye and wanna sue. But me, still fuck it, I keep it old school and dirty. I'm keeping my people happy, and that's all that concerns me. So go on and keep hating, bitch, we sick of your bullshit. It's about time a scrub sign, I know juggalos are feeling it. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way, I'm scrubbing stepping in. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. I'm scrubbing, stepping in. I'm a scrubby, she's a scrubby. Would you like to be a scrubby? Get you a war, say your speech. Better make it count. It's gonna be the last time words ever come out of your mouth. I'll be up in the balcony with a blowgun and poisonous darts, like a silent assassin, a ninja of sorts. While you up in your choreography practice with your glittering pants, you hear me outside with a gang of scrubs starting juggalo chants. And when you come outside, bitch, don't get it confused. It's me in the passenger side of my homeboy's ride spitting on you. I remain a hulkamaniac, ain't afraid to spend food stamps. Give a fuck what a bitch looks like as long as she giving up that ass. And still grip a bucket without a second straw. Sport the same drawers for a week straight without taking them off. And don't think for a second I'm scared of getting these hands dirty. Cause your hair's looking mighty ripe and these aiming hands are sturdy. So sooner or later your world and mine will be colliding. And as scrubby as it may seem, I'll always be psychopathic riding. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way, I'm scrubbing, stepping in. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Nowadays I just don't know, the shit's out of control. They made it cool to be a fag with gay shit up in the videos. But fuck all that, I bring it back down to a scrubs level. Even if I smell a fruit, I beat it down with a rusty shovel. Preppy motherfuckers roll around in their little Benzes. I'll be that freeway sniper with them telescope lenses. These dickheads poking and prodding in the world might not like what they find. Then this scrub right here don't mind sometimes getting a little Columbine. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. I'm scrubbing, stepping in. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way. I'm scrubbing, stepping in.
I'm a scrubby, she's a scrubby. Would you like to be a scrubby too?
Welcome to Juggalo Roderick with your host, Savvy Cole. You're the co-host, like a killer. We got Christmas, and we got two callers with us. We got a 228. Who we got calling out of Mississippi?
We got a 228.
Hey. Yo, what's good?
Hey, can you hear me?
Hey, hey,
when I usually see jugglers, they're usually fat and fucking annoying.
How about this? How about you get the fuck off our show?
Yeah. Kyle, hey, I just love my dick, faggot.
It's a better dick. Get the fuck off our show before I boot your ass off, motherfucker.
Oh, whoa, watch out. I'm a juggler. I'm probably a fat fucking nerd that lives with my mom. That's what we don't know. They're really nerd, nerd.
And you've been booted. See, motherfuckers want to come up on here running their fucking mouth, thinking they hard and all fucking shit.
I think it's funny that both numbers left at the same time.
Yeah, I know. Goodbye, Binghole. Hmm. Hey, look, the room's up to four motherfuckers.
Okay, now we have three other callers.
Let's see here. We got one block number. We got 1818. Let's see what we got here. 818, what's going on with us?
Hello?
Yeah, what's good?
Hey, I want to tell you, Lil Bill is going to eat your dick off.
And
goodbye, nigga. Block number, what's going on? Who the fuck is this? Block number. Call. Say your name, state your business.
Nigga.
You'll get booted as well. You want five? What's good? You want hate? You get booted too.
I just been listening to some new Insane Clown Posse.
And exactly what? I would like to hear.
Yeah. You like them?
Well, duh.
They one of your favorites or what?
Well, let's see. I am a juggalo, so yes.
Do you respect Howard Stern's penis?
Motherfuckers want to come up and just run their mouth. Simple as that, you'll get fucking booted.
Wow, so today we're just getting trolled pretty much on here.
Yeah, apparently. So my best bet is most of these motherfuckers in the room are probably all just haters.
Probably.
So, have fun being booted. Simple as that.
Yep.
Have fun. I mean, seriously, you know, motherfuckers up there want to call in, hate and shit like that. Step up, you'll be booted as well. Simple as that. Hey, 818, called out of Cali. What's going on?
Hello?
Oh, great. Just hit it again.
Hey.
Goodbye. 720, what's good?
Yo, this is Chris's old homeboy from Colorado.
Yo, what up,
Zach? It's Bizzle. What's up, homie?
Not much, man. I don't even know why I haven't texted you. Shit.
I Dude,
saw
I know. What the
like...
hell?
Yeah.
You should be texting me all the time. I was calling because I've been listening to you guys a lot, and there seems to be an incredible amount of people in the room tonight.
Yeah, a bunch of
incredible amount
of
trolls
yeah.
tonight, apparently.
Yeah, there's a shitload of people, and you know what? I bet you they would all love to hear Gangster here. If you would be willing to play that for us.
God damn it.
I mean,
my first
come moment. On now. Can you do that for us, Havoc?
Well, it depends. And if all these haters want to keep calling and run their mouths.
Hey, you know what? I have nothing to do with that. I just would like to hear Gangster here to maybe put all these people in their places. Simple request. Can you do it or not?
Yeah, I could definitely do that. It's just since now, Chris actually doesn't mind playing it for once.
Hey, just
what do you know?
Throw that shit on and let the people listen to it. Maybe it'll calm down.
How do you know it?
Throw that shit on, homeboy.
There we go.
Alrighty.
Gangsta here with the high girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the high girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta
yeah.
here with the high girls. Y'all know. Who I be? Too hot in the area, falling from hysteria. I don't wanna marry her, I just wanna. Gangsta hit with the high girls. Y'all know who I be? Gangsta hit with the high girls. Y'all know who I be?
I'm the
with the
hot
girl.
The song.
Yeah, I know who I be. I got heat packing the seat. I don't need to beat my meat. I got time to stop and eat. Honey, suckle, suckle, sweet. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Ha ha, whoa, spinning my yo-yo. Both of you, I'm fucking in stereo. Out of space, talking Pluto. Girls know where they wanna go. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. A lot of them know I'm fly. All these bitches getting high. All I'm say on my dick, cause I'm so slick. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Devil's nightmare, bitch.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
No problem.
Hey, you have a great night, and good luck with these assholes. They're all fucking retards of sorts.
Yeah, we're noticing this.
Yeah, you know, one might call them B-tards, but who knows?
That's okay. Is it some fact? They're all just going to get booted anyway. It's as simple as that.
But one thing I'm actually wondering, because, I mean, I saw a commercial, like, when I was watching Raw, I didn't pay much attention, but I saw this commercial that apparently, I mean, I don't know if there's only one Money in the Bank ladder match or two, but apparently the Shield advertised to be in the Money in the Bank ladder match, or a Money in the Bank ladder match.
The fuck's the point of that?
I don't know. They put them in the SmackDown one because they're trying to build stars in that one, apparently, if they're having a SmackDown one. And how the hell do we have six people called it at the same time right now?
More or less, we all fucking haters. You know, just looking to run their mouths, talk shit, get booted.
Probably.
But just for kicks, let's unmute them. We got one more number. What's good? Lock down to everyone talk. Peace. Not for real. What's good?
Hey, what's up? What's up?
So my question is, do you want to call in and actually, you know, hear some music or just run your mouth like every motherfucker that's calling in tonight?
Well, I just wanted to voice my opinion about the Juggalo. I didn't come into them until, like, my freshman year in high school, you know, being a big part of the one family, you know, everyone's family. But from what I've seen from their music, it's just not in tune with what they used to.
Yeah. Ghetto G, welcome to Haters Night. We got a bunch of haters calling in and up in the room.
Oh, what's going on, haters? I love you guys.
Let's see, we got the 228 called back in. 228, what's going on?
Hello.
Hey, go fuck yourself, Baggett. You fat fat.
Oh, how original.
Hey.
Peace out, nigga.
419,
what's going on? You gonna join the masses and run your mouth and get booted? What's going on?
I was just calling to invite you to a rap battle, actually.
A rap battle. These niggas is crazy, man.
Oh, they really are.
I was going. Yeah,
I'll see you right there, man.
Come on.
I'll be right there to type it out for you, man.
Are you going to go?
I'm typing right now, man. Gotta wait. Take some time.
Today's just one big night of haters. It's interesting.
Pretty much.
This is awesome, man. I love this shit.
Me
come
too,
on,
actually.
Man. Last night we had, like, what, 3 callers? And tonight, like, the room's full of haters and guests.
It's awesome, man. I love this.
It's a lot more entertaining.
How did we become so honored?
I have no clue.
Oh, I know what it is. It must have been that stupid group thing I promoted or something.
Might have been.
Oh, while you're typing, I was just wondering, how do you become a juggalo? I've been...
While I'm typing, it's like it really thinks I'm typing. Look, man, I'm not going to fucking type battle you. Go back to your room.
I want to rap battle you. You don't have to hurt my feelings.
Aw, I'm sorry. Do you want to hug?
Not.
I do.
Come here. Bring it in.
Oh, man. Let's see. We have another block number called in. Block number, what's good? Who this? Yeah, you can talk this time. Say something interesting. Something
do you
want to
hug? Is that why you're calling in?
My black never got arrested for something.
Manager, sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel Air.
Awesome, man. I love that song.
Oh, yeah, bud.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground of Mama spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool and all shooting some people outside of the school. When a couple of guys who were up to no good.
Block number. Thank you for the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Appreciate it, man. Call back in with something else fresh.
859, anything original you want to say?
Nothing but white power, man. White power. Fuck niggers. No. We'll do it together, man. Whoop, whoop. White power.
What the fuck?
It's not against the world. Whiter America.
Well, you enjoy your white America. We have Lloyd, L-O-D, what the fuck that is, I don't know, but... Lloyd, what's going on?
What's up, man? Some niggas? Yeah. You good, man? Fucking piece of shit.
Really?
You go to church?
Motherfucker smoked too much.
Oh. 805, anything original?
Yo.
Yo. That's original.
I just wanted to let you know that I'm the reason you're famous tonight.
And who might you be?
I am the guy that's masturbating on the couch, squirting all over my face. I just got semen everywhere, bro.
Hey, at least you're having fun, bro.
Hey, dude, there's, like, semen all over my walls, all over my carpet. There's all over my fucking keyboard.
Damn, man. You're going to have a hell of a time cleaning it up.
Oh, dude, I'm not cleaning it up. That's the thing is I'm going to fucking probably going to lick it up with my tongue.
Oh, yeah? You have
fun
with that?
Unless you want to do it for me, bro. Bye! Oh, what do you think about licking up all my semen off the carpet?
Oh, 701, my bud. Anything original you want to say?
Hello?
No? You.
Am I on?
No. What is the voice in your head?
Hello?
Goodbye.
Yes, you're on.
I am.
So we go from haters to stupid haters.
Really? Am I on?
Oh my fucking god, yeah, man. What kind of shit have I got to say?
Alright, sorry. I had a question about how you guys handled the bullying in high school. Because I have this friend. I call him a summer fag because he only listens to ICP in the summer.
Wow. That was a good one.
Then, during the school year,
he
makes fun of me. And he likes to tell everybody that I masturbate to furry porn, which is true.
Well, go find yourself a beast. Two, 228, welcome back. Anything original this time? 228, welcome back. Apparently not.
Hi, Karen. Hello.
Yeah,
anyway, so I was wondering, do you wear like the paint on your face and stuff?
That's what the paint on faces though.
So do you start there, bro?
Hey, the kids saying that one word that puts people in the penalty box. They say like 15 times. They're leaving them there for like 5 hours or whatever.
Shit, fuck that. We're just booting them. Next time they click. Oh, look, we have more fans. 4 block numbers in a row. And a 5, an 859. 859, what's going on?
Hey, white power, guys.
It's all great. White power's back.
Black power.
Hey, fuck you, nigger. None of that
Black
shit.
Power. Get the fuck out of here.
Chinese
hey,
power.
You fucking nigger. God damn.
Oh, joy. Hey, look, block number. What's going on?
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, this is my first time calling in. I'm just a new fan of Shaggy 2 Dope.
Oh, my God.
They got the original.
What? What did you just say to me?
Come on, somebody say something funny.
Yeah, oh, it's the original. Oh, okay, here I'm up. That's one block number. Block number two.
This has potential. Let's listen to it.
Have fun.
Oh, you're going to have to turn that off, man. It's turning me on.
Third block number, what's going on?
Hello?
You got five seconds. 5 seconds, go.
You talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Brother. Brother, you want a showdown, brother?
Terrible impression,
White
next.
Power, brother.
That's an absolute horrible impression of fucking Hulk Hogan right there.
Brother.
Well, brother, goodbye. what the fuck, man? Like, we're so... Apparently, we're famous now because we have all these fucking haters up in the room. I mean, ghetto. We have about 47 people up in the room.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. Thank y'all for stopping by and listening to our nonsense. Thank you. We appreciate this. Tell all your friends, and all, but make sure if they're going to call in, they're funny.
Yeah. At least when they're in the original.
You got 5 seconds when you call in. If you can't be funny, you get the boot. Feel me? Feel me, brother?
So, block number, you got 5 seconds. 5, 4.
Hey, watch out, guys.
Keep up that one. Yeah, that's not funny. Goodbye. 480! 5 seconds.
Yo, what's black and yellow and makes you laugh?
That wasn't funny. Goodbye.
A bus full of niggers going over a cliff.
816. 816,
hey,
boys.
Hey, am I speaking with Shaggy and the fat one?
Yeah, your 5 seconds is up.
Next.
Luck number. What's going on?
KKK is the way.
Next.
Oh, great. 228 Beck.
Yep.
Okay, 228 Beck.
Yep.
Okay, 228 Beck. 5 seconds. And 307, what's going on? You got 5 seconds to be funny.
What it is? Hello?
That's it.
Next.
Yep. Seven, three, four, 5 seconds to be funny.
Next.
Eight, one, five, you have 5 seconds. Oh, they left. Oh, since the same number's popping up, they already had your 5 seconds. Goodbye. These motherfuckers must be, I don't know, phone happy or something, because they keep calling us. It ain't funny.
Well, now that all this is happening, it makes me question who the hell them people were that just added me on Facebook.
No idea.
This is probably these motherfuckers.
Probably.
But like that picture says, man, we're somebody's reason to masturbate. So shout out to these fucks. So we may as well hit them with some tunage then, man. You know, they want to listen, you know. Hit them with something.
Chris, go for it, because all these motherfuckers are freezing my shit down.
Okay. How about we go with some... one sec. Some Twisted Moonlight off of Cryptid CC4.
Wonderful.
All alone in my little world tonight. Love being different than everyone, go outside. Just take a look and you realize. Hope you don't think that just being a dick or a douche. I'm only here to bring you the truth. Fuck with the diabolical too. Make you hate being you. Keep you in the house like a curfew.
Understand you can never take anything that we have, cause it's not ours to steal. Not what's keeping it real, cause real's keeping it kept. Within the push boundaries, no matter who get upset. True love of music. True fakes and perpetrators. running the same course, all beating the same dead horse like a drum with no rhythm. So what else could I expect? I get tired of repetition and all for disconnect.
Look at me, I'm alive. You can see my breath tonight. All of the stars are in the sky. Under the moon, tonight. Tonight, never got a chance to say goodbye. I'm always wrong, you're always right. Under the moon.
So don't take it personal. Rule 5, stick and move, keep it versatile. Rule 12, in this underground hell, Manuel, I quote, Atlantis never cracks, so the bubble is still afloat. And the bigger the poppy, the better that it takes. So I bother cutting it up,
smashing in the face.
Bob pig with a full tongue, surrounded by glass jaws, who with one hit falls straight to the asphalt.
Always clone, never replicated. Made it a point to get the world aggravated. Outrageous, don't like famous, so it keeps the contact, the face they paint. Shit's painted and with poisonous. I'm a venomous snake biting, you're wrong. Dangerous like a counter with a rip. Still chain smoking, so keep your cigarettes lit.
Look at me, I'm alive. You can see my breath tonight. All of the stars are in the sky. Under the moonlight. Under the moon. Tonight, never got a chance to say goodbye. I'm always wrong, you're always right. Under the
now, I can still spit that trap, just use different words. How? Well, now I call weed that shit. Down from the suburbs, the public slip. Windows tinted, they stare even more. That's just in the freezer for them to come up to your door. Nothing more, nothing less, and they want me out here like a diamond. Just put your eyeballs arrested, quit wasting my time. Tearing up the inside of my right, if you find what you're looking for. You're searching real hard.
Call the marijuana.
Bitch, I got a weed card. I love to get high, but I want to be a star. And I ain't trying to live behind bars. So I had to get the legal weed script. Now when they catch me with a bag, they can't say shit.
Look at me, I'm alive. You can see my breath tonight. All of the stars are in the sky. Under the moonlight. Under the moon. Tonight, never got a chance to say goodbye.
And we're back. Oh, look. More callers. Say it numbers. More callers. 701, 5 seconds to be funny.
Hello. I found out recently my girlfriend is not down with the clown. Should I rape her to ICP music?
Yeah, 5 seconds up. Goodbye. Chris, why don't you go ahead and meet the next person?
Okay, 937. Who's this?
Yeah, 5 seconds. Hey,
I've been listening to your music, and I did 9 gags doing all this. KKK is great.
Yeah. 5 seconds is up. Chris, why don't you go ahead and just boot the fucking 228 already?
Was the blog number, is that what you said?
I said 228, motherfucker.
Okay. Blog number 1, who's this?
Hello?
5 seconds to be funny.
Hello? Is this me? Is this me?
Well, obviously you're talking, so obviously yes, it's you.
Oh, okay. I want to ask you a question. How much do you love Shrek? Brother?
Well, that was just retarded.
Goodbye, brother.
Yeah.
He keeps saying goodbye if he just keeps calling back.
That's my question. Truly, truly retarded. Chris, any more callers?
Well, we have the 228 again. We have another plug number, so here's that one. 5 seconds.
You guys are faggots. You guys are fat fucking faggots, and this show sucks dick.
So he sees like dick, and that's how you put it up.
And why is it so hard for motherfuckers to call something original?
Exactly.
Boy.
Yeah, it's pretty much going to be stuck on repeat for the next, you know, rest of the show here.
Let's just not mute them. Fuck it.
Well, they ain't got, well, they ain't got any way into the room anymore since I just closed out the room. motherfuckers, just so boring and so not original.
Where the hell these assholes come from?
Fuck if I know.
And notice how, like, they're all together.
Pretty much.
They all gotta be running some stupid bullshit together.
Yep.
And we have another asshole that showed up.
Yay, what's up, asshole?
That's the time of them.
Asshole!
Oh, now there's one.
Here I thought Gil G was the biggest asshole on JR. Not tonight.
You wish, man.
boy.
The silence.
Yeah.
It's golden.
It really is.
And somebody sent me an ad request on Facebook who said that our show is fucking gay or whatever.
Oh, yeah, who's that?
Some person named Mike Mikowski. Some black dude.
White power!
Yeah. Yeah, I highly doubt that's where that is.
It's like their side says, hey guys, I'm a juggalo, but you guys are kind of faggots. And they post the link to our show.
They send you the link?
No, they post it on their own wall.
Wow. It's nice to see that they're going out of their way.
To promote
yeah.
it. Call faggots.
But yeah, just leave him on mute.
Anyway.
Let's see what else we can play for these motherfuckers. What would be perfect to play? Oh, look.
I don't know. Play him some Shaggy too, though, man. They seem to love him real much, a lot there.
Exactly. Yeah. Fit perfectly.
I agree. I'm getting to that right now. Let's see. Perfect track to go with. There we go.
Who's back in this bitch again? With a fresh head of balls bouncing off your chin. I'm too dope. Switch my shit up. No, for these hands to grow posed. Your bitches, oh. Nah, everybody thinks they shit's the wickedest. Then hoes spitting wicked shit is ridiculous. Back off, jack off. Y'all ain't spooky, but in my CDs like the delicious cookies. From Sicily, France, back to Bangladesh. Ain't no fucking body about to hang with this. Fans get punched in the head with a bass drum. Rhyme at the rhyme, head butt in your face, some. Fuck off, diss shot. Spin my nuts. Y'all be sucking more dick. I'm cracking this city in half with the scrubness. Fuck the fuck off, the hoof in the bunk this.
This shit ain't fuck with your fuck off. This thing for you, fuck up, fuck off. need a fucking band for my beats. Mike Clark and me both booking your cheeks. The stage, the mic, and a juggalo on me. Hoes climb up and try to grind on me. Any dumb freak trying to steal my stage gets punched in the ass and kicked in the face. Fuck your dress code, I swing my balls. Fuck your restroom, I'm pissing on walls. Security's looking like weak ass wrestlers, petting kids down like child molesters. I'm sick of this bullshit, I'm Shag the Clown. We cut the craniums off, then drag them around. You know me when I drive by, my mother's sparks in the little yellow bus packed full of retards. And we off the charts, under the radar, deep in the dumps where the real juggalos are. And get shot in the back. You ain't gonna be the first bitch I smack. The clown walk boogie, I master the move. Cutting through rookies with something to prove. I'm who? Us? Me? Shit, please, lick these. You're a sack of maniac, you can't ignore me. And tell your mom to fuck a fuck off for me. Fucking these hoes, they trying to take pictures of a Southwest Strangler. Windpipe Tangler, I'm gone too fast with an inch of poop. And your face is the only proof. Fuck off, that's what I tell the earth. I've been running with the hatchet from the day of my birth. So who the fuck you think you're fucking with? You can fuck the fucking fuck off, bitch.
We're back. 937. You got 5 seconds to be funny.
Hey, man, I'm trying to be funny. I know where all these people are coming from.
And exactly where would that be?
Website. What?
What website would that be?
It's called 9GAG.
So that's where all these fucking retards are coming from.
Yeah, man, they do stuff like this all the time.
Exactly what the fuck is 9GAG, apparently, exactly, I should ask.
I don't know, man. I was on there. I just saw a post on my Facebook, all my friends get on there.
Well, here in about a minute, people want to call me and keep being so unoriginal. And just when they mount, I'm about to break a rule of mine. So, 228, anything original this time?
228, anything original this time? Story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down, and I like to take advantage
of this. That's not original.
It was original the first time, but not the second time.
Man, let's try it a fucking third time.
That was the third time.
I mean, hey, if all these motherfuckers want to keep coming up on you, like I said, I'll break one of my fucking rules I have. And Ghetto G already knows the rule. You know, I don't put numbers down on blast.
Yeah, I mean, if you guys really want to talk to people, man, we'll send people to come talk to you.
Exactly.
Yeah, here comes a whole bunch of blog numbers now.
Yeah, one.
And the funny thing is, you know, that 937 fucking left quick, too.
And the 228 returns again.
Oh, 228. You have 3 seconds to be funny. Clear that board, we'll give you some people to talk to. 228-669-0723. Hit them up. 661, you have 5 seconds to be funny or original.
Why do you have to be funny on this show? Isn't it like a serious discussion?
No, because a bunch of douchebags keep calling here. That's why you get 5 seconds to be funny.
Nine gag army, bitch. Nine gag, nine gag. That's where I'm from.
And here's one douchebag.
Nine gag army.
661-740-2240. And he hangs up quickly as a motherfucker.
So what the fuck is a stupid website?
Fuck if I know.
I don't know what the hell it is.
I thought the dude was calling here with some bullshit made up website or something.
307, you got 5 seconds to be original and funny.
Hello?
Hello, you have 5 seconds to be funny.
Are you there? Yeah, I was just calling to talk a little bit. I don't know if you guys remember back in the 90s when Eminem got up on stage and he basically raped a clown doll right there in front of the whole audience.
Okay, 307-227-2871. Goodbye. And look, now that we're putting numbers on blast, they're calling it with block numbers, just like Ghetto G said.
I told you, man. I know how this game works.
Block number, what's going on? 5 seconds to be funny.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, motherfucker.
Hello. Hey.
Goodbye.
Hola.
Other block number, what is going on? 5620.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Yeah, and what lovely thing do you have to say?
I was just wondering, do you guys have tattoos? How do you feel about that? The Of The Juggalo brand, of course.
Of course.
Do you really? Where are they?
Next.
Next plug number.
Yep. Plug number 5 seconds to be 20.
Oh my god, man.
I don't block
number. Come home, Chris. Chris.
What?
Chris, this is your dad. It's time to come home already. Get off the radio show already. Your mom wants you to come home.
And they got booted.
See, there you go. Now that was what? You get 5 points for that.
I do. I think I kicked by me.
Other block number.
I call it a serious fucking question.
Yeah. You still got 5 seconds to be funny, or at least original.
Wow, no. Another plug number left.
Grumpy Cat is not impressed.
He means to say that was not impressed. You ignoramuses.
Hey, don't use big words. They may not understand.
They probably don't.
Block number! What's going on? Anything original? You ignoramus.
We don't understand, faggot. You've already gone to college, you fucking queer.
Have fun. That was so original, wasn't it?
Not that damn person with his music. He's the only one that has an echo in the background.
Yep. Block number. What's going on?
Hello? Chris, it's your dad. I've been trying to get through.
Man, it was funny the first time.
Your mom wants you to come home, Chris. It's not funny anymore.
Goodbye. Oh, block number, what's going on? Block number, what's going on?
It's funny that you asked
that's original.
Your...
Oh, great. 661 is back.
Hello, I just ordered a pizza to 71 Pintail Drive, Glassboro, New Jersey.
Interesting. So then go get your pizza.
Okay, Christopher.
Another block number, not even going to get a chance. I think these motherfuckers need a little special track.
These motherfuckers need Jesus.
No, I don't think Jesus has the power to help these motherfuckers.
That's for sure.
Yeah, you can't help them until you're retarded.
Well, yeah, that's for damn sure.
You know, I got a very special track just for all these haters and motherfuckers who come up on here.
No,
funny.
Come on, they're not haters. They love us.
Oh, so much. But anyways, just for them.
Shut the fuck up!
Praise music, bitch.
Not so bad.
But anyways. Hey, look, they made one hit drop out.
They'll be back.
Yeah.
Yes, they will.
With their very important questions.
Yeah. My question for them is, how did y'all get to be so fucking retarded?
They were born that way.
I guess it must have been that website they came from. For the mentally challenged people.
Apparently.
It'd be amazing. And apparently the only show they were allowed to watch was The Fresh Prince.
Oh, look, more block numbers.
Go fuck yourself with your block numbers.
If you call them with a block number tonight, you just getting booted off. Nobody gives a fuck to answer it.
Exactly.
So, goodbye, block numbers.
Sweet dreams.
Well, that's been real fun.
So, this is a good first hour of the show.
Yeah, right. Not even an hour in, man. We have these man callers.
Yeah, I know. Oh, great. 228 back.
Yay! 228! What's the rest of his number?
I have my block number.
228-669-0723.
Oh, man. I think I might give him a call later.
Do it.
See how his mama's doing.
You know, maybe we should have Spaz come on here and just scare him all the fuck away.
Exactly.
Man, we don't need that. We have an X button.
Oh, yeah. The X button isn't really going to be working too well, but they keep coming back.
Yeah, they're like herpes.
Yeah, never goes away.
We stuck with them for life.
Shout out to that one girl, Angel, who tried to use me and had that.
Oh, shit, man. There you go. May as well put people on blast tonight.
Hey, we're doing it, fuck it. Why not?
Who else we got?
We got the 228 again.
Oh, not the 228, man. He's jerking off the fucking Will Smith. We don't need him on the phone.
Exactly. If you're jerking off the Will Smith, you may not be on our line. So fuck you, 228.
Go back to your cum-stained room.
Let's see. You know, I wonder if they'll ever realize Each time they call in, they're just going to get booted anyways. Oh, look, block number. How original.
That's the fun in it, Havoc.
They're so stupid, they keep calling back in.
Don't you find fun in things like that?
Yeah, stupid people who do the same shit over and over again.
Don't you want to waste your whole night calling in somewhere and then getting booted off and then calling back?
Like the 228-860-9759?
Well, let's see that you got from the original this time.
Watch out.
What you got?
No, they haven't answered.
And the original there.
You nigger.
Yeah, not so original since I say that on every show. But just so you all know, I did, give you all a nice shout out on Facebook saying to all the haters calling in to Juggler Radio, thank you for being so original now. Fuck the fuck off.
Will you stop calling them haters? They're not haters.
They're our favorite fans.
They're admirers.
And apparently
they're talking to they're really talking to each other because that dude was talking to somebody. Well, they're not answering.
Which makes it funny.
Oh, great. Even more, Beck.
You guys are boring me.
Yeah.
You're so boring, that's why we don't even answer anymore. That's why we just kick you off.
Man, if they keep calling in, man, I may have to Amanda Todd myself. It's hurting so bad.
Well, all Amanda Todd ourselves on air, they keep calling back in.
Yeah, man, I'm going to get that bleach now.
Okay, I'm going to grab the bleach bottle.
So, to all the admirers, I think y'all should go get yourselves a fat, sweaty Betty.
They probably are.
Why don't you go into the next room and start getting undressed? What's your pleasure? Why don't you go into the next room and start getting undressed? What's your pleasure?
Fat, sweaty Betty. Let me hit the stank, fella. She moved across town and never came back. Until the other day, I seen her at
And apparently non-gag is supposed to be something about fucking funny pictures and videos and commenting and ratings and shit like that.
Ah, yes. Bunch of fucking nerds. Wow.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So glad they could stop by this evening.
Yeah.
Take time out of their busy schedule.
So, I guess we make June 26th, Night of the Nerds.
I mean, you know, my question is, shouldn't all these nerds be out, you know, having a fucking Dungeons and Dragons tournament or something like that?
Exactly.
No. Nowadays, they just make funny pictures. Well, try to anyway.
And fail horribly.
I mean, come on. Everything
man,
they come
I'm
up
telling
with-
you, man. Just gather up all their phone numbers and post it on fucking Twitter.
And I'm about to start doing that. Damn posting
for, for a good time, you know, your classic moments. You know, for a good time, you know, put up their numbers.
Hell
for a
yeah.
good time, call
well,
any of these numbers.
Any of these motherfuckers want to call back in, we will be more than happy to, you know, put your shit on blast, throw it on Facebook.
And another thing, what's with this white power shit? We're not even black.
I think they think that you sound black. You know?
Yo, nigga. Swag.
Man. Half these motherfuckers, you remind me of Kissa when she first heard fucking Ghetto G talking.
No, man. Kissa was a whole lot better than this.
Oh, yeah, but the fact that, you know, she thought you were black.
Well, that's just because she was dumb. But. But this is a whole nother level of dumb.
This is mentally retarded dumb.
Like, oh, we got a phone number on the internet. Let's call it all night.
Until it gets past 1 a.m. and we can't call in because it won't let us. And then we'll cry like bitches.
Yeah.
I don't even know. That's all this show is. Like, what the fuck's going on here?
I mean, seriously, man, exactly who posted up our fucking number up on that site in the first place and the fucking link? How the fuck did they get the link?
Yeah, good luck in finding that out. It could be anywhere.
Really? Good.
That shit is everywhere.
Let's see. Let's see exactly who we got fucking posting our shit around. But maybe we might be able to find something out on Facebook. Probably not.
Yeah, good luck on that.
You know, to the block number that's called in, you know, you're not getting unmuted anytime soon, so you can just, you know, dip the fuck out.
You're going to have to masturbate to something else.
Yeah. go find yourself a Chinese transsexual.
Well, that was random.
A Chinese transsexual.
Fine, a Japanese one.
Yeah, something means transsexual, you blog number caller.
That's probably one of their fetishes. They're probably into that shit.
Yeah, it probably is. They fucking love the Japanese going to them. $5 sucky sucky.
Hey, I'm here. What he said?
He said $5 sucky sucky.
I'll pass.
Okay, so I bet that wasn't towards you, Chris.
I bet you that guy on the phone wouldn't pass.
Yeah, the log numbers would not pass on that.
Definitely wouldn't.
maybe if I hang up, maybe if I hang up and call back, I'll answer.
Yeah. Good luck with that one. What do you say we go with some fucking Dodo Hatebreed?
Juggalo.
Yeah, what the fuck, man?
You know, I said we gave something that they definitely wouldn't be expecting since they keep bringing it up.
Well, we're waiting.
Right here.
A lot of people ask me where the fuck I've been at the last few years. Shit, I don't know. But I do know. I'm back now.
When you walked through the door, you were queer to me. So come here, baby boy, just come here to me. You're a cock boy, everybody wants you. You're gayer than you would ever claim to. I won't have to rape you. So hold me, lay down, down, down. Lay down, down, down. Lay down, down, down. Lay down, lay down. Ooh, where's everybody going? This always went over real big in gay A. Okay, wait, I got another one. I just love condoms and lots of cum. No? Oh, shit.
And we're back.
And that skit was dedicated to Michael Jackson.
Oh my God, Becky. Was that Eminem on the radio?
Was that Eminem on a Juggalo show?
Oh,
shit.
My God.
So, for all the admirers of us tonight, you know, you bring up the whole Eminem ICP beef, but if you haven't really taken a chance to notice,
I just don't give a fuck.
What? Thank you, Ghetto.
What?
I said, thank you, Ghetto.
I was just saying that because that's the name of an Eminem song.
Oh, yeah.
Or I still don't give a fuck.
I got that song better.
Speaking of which, man, he needs to drop a new CD already.
Yeah, he does.
Now, we need to give him Weed DGF from Judge D.
Because we don't give a fuck.
Or we give no fuck to my CP.
He gives no fuck. May as well go with that, man. They love the skinny one and the fat one.
Apparently so. Let me get back up to that. Here you go.
I think it's the heart's desire for every person in America and Canada to succeed.
Worldwide.
Success is one thing that's a motivating force behind many men.
Amen.
And tonight I want to speak in a way that you'll realize that God ordained every one of his creation to be successful.
Dark market blade, marinating shade, top grade, bitches blowing up phones. I walk by, never lie. I'm the type of guy with sparkles in my eye. Rolling by BMW, never take the trouble to care. Who, what, where, over there, Ruby Diamond declare. Empty there, everywhere I stay, flossing their decks. I'm like bang, bling, bling, bang, jingy, bling, bang. What the fuck, bitch? Hurry up and suck, move along. Come on, until it's gone, get the fuck out the phone. I'm rolling chrome, 700 spoke, wiki, wiki, bud. Keep your hungry mouth shut, cause I'm living it up.
Thank you.
I'll admit it, can't get it, cause I'm greedy, greedy, greedy. Fuck the lady, fuck the tree, line them up and pow, pow. Chicken, pow, pow, click, click, chicken, pow, pow. Bang, bang, ching, ching, bang, jingling, bang, pow, pow.
Apparently people are still liking that fucking post I put up.
Please don't hate me, but I've been fucking your mom loose lately.
Well, that's nice to know.
That was the next track that was supposed to come on after that song.
Well, we can.
Well, we could. May as well, man. I want to listen to that anyway.
There we go.
Looks like like oatmeal, yo. It's bumpy and grainy, I like the feel, though. And I ain't trying to diss the reaser. I'm only saying that I wish she would trim her beaver some. Every hair is like a foot long. Bitch looks like a werewolf wearing a thong sometimes. It's alright with me, though. I don't mind as long as I can locate the beehole. And your dad's so dumb, he's knowing nothing here. I'm stuffing her muffin, not to mention the pickle buffin'. And I hope me and you are still cool. I'm spending the night so she can drive me to school tomorrow. And we plan on fucking again. Alright, I'll talk to you later. Peace, Eminem.
Ooh. D-Val, somebody got fucked up, nigga.
Please don't hate me. All I've been fucking your mom to lately. Please don't hate me.
And I love the hoe.
Please don't hate me. But I've been fucking your mom too lately. Please don't hate me.
Never should have trusted a judge.
Please don't hate me. But I've been fucking your mom too lately. Please don't hate me.
I never said I love the hoe.
And we're back.
I see Chris enjoyed the photo I shared of Drake.
Yeah.
Now, do you know why that's funny, though?
Now, what photo was it? God damn it. I figured out what photo it was. Yeah, I didn't figure out what photo it was exactly. Shit.
Man, this motherfucker just likes shit. He doesn't even know he likes it.
I like it. Just been paying attention to when I liked it, so I've got to figure out when I liked it and how I meant to go with it.
16 minutes ago.
Or I could just go to your profile.
There we go. Fucking Drake's fucking crying like a bitch.
What happened?
I said Drake's crying like a bitch.
That photo, yeah.
Apparently with this one free murder coupon, this chick would kill the president. Yeah, but do you know why that picture's funny, though?
Because he's crying like a bitch?
Because they were making fun of him. That's one of his songs.
Oh, bud.
Oh. I see.
He got a song called No New Friends.
Nice.
Featuring all the terrible rappers in the world.
Yep.
What do you mean, yeah? Do you even know who's in it? I think you're just kind of agreeing. I think you're just kind of agreeing with me.
Let's see, Drake's done way too much music with too many shitty artists. Wayne. Fucking terrible and horrible.
Well, there's one of them.
Thank you, Minaj.
Oh, God, speaking of her, saw this terrible video earlier. It's like, man, she really just mumbles on about nothing.
Yeah, she does. And yet they made her a judge on American Idol.
Yeah, that made no sense.
They make her a judge on a show so she can judge horribly, and nobody agrees with her, and she'll never judge anything else again.
And plus, that show's fixed, man. They made the black chick win.
Damn.
Assholes.
Damn racist fucks.
Now, my question is, when the fuck did Willie Nelson become a horrorcore artist?
Willie Nelson?
Yes. What the fuck are you talking about, Willis?
Yeah, really.
I can't even say anything for that one.
I'm talking about the fact that Adrian Garcia, a.k.a. Fatty Garcia, fucking posted up, what horror artist would you like to hear make an appearance on Voyager Necrophile 2? We had one person say Bobby Knight, Chris's voice to say Loki, Dave of LSP said fucking Troubled Minds, one dude said fucking George Clinton, I said Twist, and then another dude just fucking goes and says Willie Nelson.
Man, damn Sin Cara fucking up the covers of video games.
Oh, it was just fall off the cover. He falls down when Johnny does the super move.
Because the shit's all like all backwards. It's all backwards and upside down. But here's the question. What's up with all these damn MySpace commercials on TV now?
I have no clue.
It's like, this is MySpace. What the fuck are you advertising for MySpace for?
Maybe they want to bring it back.
Like, they have a whole bunch of people just running around, like, different artists and shit all bunched up together and shit. That's pretty much what MySpace is. You can't find a fucking thing.
Yeah. I think I'm going to try entering this goddamn contest.
What?
WWE 2K14 cover contest.
Your cover will probably be better than Vicky Guerrero's.
So where exactly is this cover going to go that they said?
On the back.
It's going to be on the flip side of the original cover with The Rock. So one side will have The Rock and the other side will have the cover made by a fan.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
I thought like they were going to like put it inside or something, you know? Like you open it up and then boom, there'd be another cover or something.
Yeah, I guess they're not going to do it that way.
Or, like, put some cover art on the back.
They should do it that way, but they won't. But I think I'm going to go with fucking put Triple H and Undertaker on the fucking front. Go on the cover.
Well, I really don't agree that The Rock should be on the cover.
Yeah, it'll only be there for 4 events.
For the fact that, like, it should really be somebody that's actually, you know, still in the business.
Yeah.
Still there, you know, wrestling.
Yeah, not just there once every 3 months.
Like, even if it isn't just one person, you know, just put a bunch of people on the cover, you know, that are actually still there.
Yep. I agree. But they ain't doing that. They're having The Rock. Why? We'll never know.
That's like putting Michael Cole on there.
That's absolutely
no, that's a perfect not idea.
So where you enter that contest then?
Go to 2gsports.com / WWE cover contest.
WWE what?
Cover contest.
Step one. Click here to download 2K art elements. You put Brock Lesnar's ugly ass face on her.
I ain't going with him. I'm going to go with fucking Triple H, Taker.
You can put Damian Sandow on there and be like, you're welcome. Why did they get David Otunga? What the fuck?
I don't know.
Dude, they really got Michael Cole on here, too.
Well, I want to piss off fucking Stephanie McMahon.
So what happens after I download this?
I don't know.
It gives me a zip file.
Yeah, you have to open that.
Let's see. What the fuck? I gotta tweet it. I don't have a fucking Twitter.
Okay, here's my idea for a cover. Put Zack Ryder, Sin Cara, and Santino Marella on it and say real main eventers.
Well, get on that.
Yeah, right. The worst cover ever.
Do you have to have a fucking Photoshop to do this, or how the fuck you gotta do this? Because this isn't exactly tell you.
I'm guessing you're gonna have to have Photoshop.
Well, then I guess we're both fucked.
Fuck out of here, man. I'll use my ghetto Photoshop.
Hell yeah.
So do I have to find a cover of the fucking game to do this?
No, the covers come with it.
Come with what? The zip file?
Yes. It gives you the background and everything. Once you extract it, it's going to say background 1, background 2, and background 3.
Oh, I got a fucking... What the hell? I thought it would be in the folder.
Nope.
I got to extract it first. It still didn't give me that. It just gave me a fucking picture.
Yeah, the pictures of the background. That's what you gotta use.
No. They gave me a picture of the superstore. And that's it.
Okay, yeah. Okay. You must not have downloaded the other than the 2K art element.
Oh. I didn't realize I had to download that. I just just thought that was kind of there.
Now, what the fuck the WWE port, or does it just like not give you, does it just not like give you that port? Well, I'm gonna take a guess and say it's past the or at Myra's fucking bedtime because they haven't called back in once.
Aww. They don't love us anymore.
Oh, well.
Or they're just sad and crying like bitches because they didn't let them on the air.
Well, if you don't let them on the air, they're kind of useless.
Oh,
they're so useful that we let them stay in the penalty box to keep everybody entertained in it.
Well, then again, ghetto. Even when we do want to meet them, they're kind of useless anyway.
So what's the deal with this fucking background, man? This isn't the cover.
That's the alternate cover for the like for the back of it.
Well, this is weak. It doesn't even have the WWE 2K14 on it already. Like,
yeah, I know.
That's weak.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, exactly, where the fuck you find the other shit? Because, I mean, if you do need fucking Photoshop, well, fuck that. Like you said, we're gonna use a ghetto version of fucking Photoshop.
Yeah.
AKA lunapic.com.
No, fuck that.
Or do you want to just use fucking Pizzap?
Yeah, that. Well, that's not really going to help, man. That picture's going to be fucking small as hell.
But hey, on a good note, live listeners tonight, we had 196 altogether.
196 assholes tuned in.
Yep, and 110 callers called in, too.
Holy shit.
All those assholes.
A lot of assholes for one night.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess you do need fucking Photoshop for this shit because of the fact it just looks all retarded.
Yeah.
Well, I ain't got Photoshop, so fuck it. I'll just keep the backgrounds of it and we can use it for something different.
Man, I tried to download Photoshop at one point in time, but that didn't really work. Like, it gave me it, but I didn't know how to fucking use it.
Yeah, I had no clue how to use it either, so don't worry about that one. What happens if we open up the room?
Yeah, they flood back.
That's fine.
Like, oh, it's open! And you know what? We'd be like this. Come on, fucker.
Oh, look, it's just me in there.
What happened?
I said, so far, nope. Oh, fuck. Man, people really don't grasp the idea of horrorcore anymore because now we've got people saying that Fatty Garcia should work with New Kids on the Block.
Oh, fuck. That's interesting.
Yeah. This is the fact that dude can't fucking spell the word pretty. He spelled P-R-E-T-Y.
Can't spell pretty?
Yeah. A fuck?
I was raised in Humboldt County, so I had to bite my tongue. They say zip your lips and throw away the key where I'm from. When I was young, I kept secrets. I always stayed quiet, dog. When they started asking questions, I'd imitate Silent Bob. But you're too loud. You never shut your fucking mouth. Where I'm from, you flap your gums, you get your teeth knocked out. Or maybe even get buried if you're lucky. They might spare your life. Catch you in the street, you're getting Kimbo sliced. And this is really for bitches, too. You need to stop talking. Just worry about your life. You like to gossip too often. Who did she blow and who did he fuck? Just watch the notebook of Oprah and keep your fucking mouth shut, slut. I know you're lonely, always trying to set a pitfall. Quick to spread rumors and drop dimes like a Chris Paul. Here I have a message, hard of hearing, I'll just text you. Next time you check your phone, it's capital STFU. Who cares who I'm kissing? You just mad cause you busy. You need to mind your own business. Shut the fuck up. It's a dirty revenue to show the bitch inside of you. Stop snitching on your phone. Shut the fuck up.
Now you're mad at the world. You try to buy love, get the roses and pearls, but you said hella ugly, and you make her wanna earl. Even worse, wanna be slaying, singing and yelling. Come and visit your dwelling, and then they kissing and telling. Put your business in the streets, say you're quick to give it up. They make it hard on us real players.
Shut the fuck up! You're talking so much, you're making me light up this joint. Man, you're giving me a headache. Quick, just get to the point. Never get the hint, neither. Swear I heard this before. Can barely hear myself, think your job's gotta be sore. That's what she said. Get it? All that blabbing, just quit it. You a know-it-all bastard, you don't ever let me finish. Irritating and I can't even take it. Plus, you're probably somewhere talking right now. You know what? Shut the fuck up!
Over half my life has been illegal, chasing after bread. I'm dope boy, living high, the money in my bed. Operate around evil, always watching what is said. And if you speak on other people, you'll probably end up dead. We neighborhood heroes, Al Pacino's and De Niro. Two people I trust, named Cochran and Shapiro. Live by the street code, my game is so composed. Hustle on the low and always keep my lips closed. Never trust a bitch, that's the first way to slip. I'm trying to stack a grip and find a way up out this ditch. Doing dirt, trying to flip, gotta work to be rich. Never squeal in a pinch, never tell, never snitch. Had to go for mine, born into a life of crime. The cops wanna talk, then I turn into a mom. Put my middle finger up, pigs read between the lines. I ain't scared to do my time, I would never drop a dime.
Who cares who I'm kissing? You just mad cause you busy. You need to mind your own business. Shut the fuck up!
And we're back.
Well, if his cover thing don't work out, man, I could use a picture of Mark Henry and say that's what I do.
Apparently, he had his "That's What I Do" shirt just released too.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I think I may need it.
Yeah. Go to WWE.com. You can get it there.
But I really don't want to pay $30 for it.
I might pick one up at the Money in the Bank pay-per-view because that's what I do.
So how you feel about Rob Van Dam being in that match?
Well, that definitely should be good, having him in the match. The thing I'm wondering, though, is I saw, like, a commercial, you know, a local one for Money in the Bank, and apparently it said the Shield's going to be in the Money in the Bank ladder match.
Are they defending the tag titles?
Well, two of them are. Apparently they're doing double duty.
That doesn't make any sense.
It really doesn't. But I mean, the SmackDown Money in the Bank ladder match, if they even have one, would have all three members of the Shield in it, apparently, which is kind of stupid.
Yeah, they all have titles, so they don't really need to be in the match.
Yeah, plus, well, then again, maybe finally, if they do this, maybe it'll break up the Shield.
Or put Dissension in the group already.
But yeah, man, this other file that they give you with this thing, man, that PSD, man, that's a thing for fucking Photoshop.
Oh, I'm downloading it now, so hope I can fucking do this.
He's downloading Photoshop.
They can do this.
Man, how come in every picture AJ Lee looks so fucking small?
Yes, he is.
I like how she makes fun of Caitlyn, but Caitlyn isn't even fat.
Yeah, I know.
They probably should have made her do something else.
Really should have.
And Caitlyn has some fine titties, but we can all say that because we all saw that on Raw, well, last week.
What are you talking about? Nobody saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ghetto, the reason why they make her look so small is because she actually is. She's fucking AJ's like 5'2" and 115 pounds.
Wow. You could break that bitch.
Yeah, I know.
Probably weighs as much as my dog. Because I picked up my one dog, man. I was like, damn, man. This dog's heavy as hell, dude.
Yeah, I guess they got tired and bored because they all left.
They found somebody else to harass. Because that's what they do!
Yeah. And their stupid little crew. None good. Yay.
Nine gag. Yeah, they gag on each other.
Fuck. Yeah, they probably do.
Like, hey,
it's funny
guys.
It's funny how, like, among them all, there were no chicks. They were all dudes.
And they call us gay.
I mean, shit, man. I mean, you know, like, we had, like, this one dude in the room. His name was Jesus Hater. And then we had another one who called himself Mother Teresa.
You say Jesus Hater?
Yes. We had Jesus Hater and Mother Teresa.
Oh.
And apparently Allah from fucking, I don't know, what that, like, fucking Iraqi fucking religion or some of the
Arabian.
Whatever. Ten different. How desperate people are and how retarded they are.
Yeah. Makes Chris look smart.
Yeah. And that's not going to be. Hey, I mean, most I could say to him is, thanks for the calls and thanks for getting us up there.
Hey, at least somebody's promoting.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. All 196 of them.
No promotion is bad promotion.
This is very true. I mean, come on. 196 fucking listeners. That's some shit right there. Because I don't think we've ever had that many before.
Damn.
I mean, come on. We've never had close to 200 listeners. Ever.
Well, damn, we set a record then.
Yeah, we did.
Dude, that's some assholes.
Man, this fucking Photoshop shit takes forever to download. I've only had to figure out what the fuck my Twitter was.
Let me see here. Twitter. Welcome. Yeah, I don't know. Let's try the gut password. And just go with a fucking email. Submit.
What the fuck is pirate metal?
Fuck if I know.
Maybe a bunch of pirates.
Or even Viking metal, apparently.
Oh, fuck.
What the hell are you looking at?
It's a status, man. Asking if you like metalheads or Viking or pirate metal.
I guess they dress up as Vikings and pirates while performing metal.
There you go. Here's a shirt for Havoc right here. If you can read this, the bitch fell off. Somebody riding a motorcycle.
Interesting.
That's funny, man. Well, not that you care.
Right, I'm just trying to figure out my damn fucking shit for this.
Because that's what you do.
Let's try this. Nope. I think the email I used for this shit was fucking, old one, which I have absolutely no fucking way of getting to because I don't remember anything for that one. Twelve more minutes until the Photoshop is officially downloaded.
Look, I made Mark Henry disappear.
How the fuck is that one? He's so damn big.
I just faded him away.
Why is it fucking, when they give you a capture fucking thing, you can barely read the shit?
Who knows?
You gotta trick if you're a human. Well, duh.
No, I'm a fucking robot.
You are.
And I went to the shop website to look at that Mark Henry shirt, and on the front says Bound Destruction, on the back says That's What I Do.
Wait, it's the Bound on Destruction one? That's the one he's wearing in this picture.
Bound Destruction is what's on the front with the MH, and That's What I Do is on the back.
Then people will think I'm a Mark Henry fan. Man, this damn picture isn't going to work unless I recut it up, man, because it just looks like Mark Henry has new legs.
Maybe he doesn't.
Yeah, he cut his own legs off.
Yeah. He's a fucking amputee now.
Apparently.
You know, I think it's funny how that chick that we had calling last night, you know, she asked for my fucking shit, and then she didn't even bother to add you. Well, add me.
I guess she really didn't care.
That's not.
Man, I ain't even going to waste my time trying to make a cover, man.
Explain what, dude? The entire time she was talking about psychopathic radio, she was talking about us last night.
Oh.
Because she kept calling us psychopathic rider radio.
Oh. Well, how about that?
So, interesting.
Well, I thought she was listening to another radio show.
Yeah, I did too.
Well,
I finally found. I finally found her on fucking Facebook.
Oh yeah. She's a fat girl.
Borderline.
Borderline what? Well,
I mean, she's a thick chick.
She borderline obese or what?
She's not obese. I look good.
She kind of looks good.
Definitely a fucking youngin, though.
No, oh, God, how old?
Was born, like, in 92.
So that would make her how old?
20 or 21.
Yeah, somewhere about there.
damn rain.
And I hope, man, I wish it would rain some more here. Well, how about that? I actually got some color in my fucking arm. Red.
Wow.
But nah, but it's probably like my fucking right arm fucking tanned up. My left arm burnt though.
Yeah, I don't usually get color either, man. I just turn red. I'm always fucking red.
Man. I mean, yeah, but then again, you gotta think. Remember, I was outside in the sun most of the fucking day doing fucking courts. That definitely wasn't fun. Now my question is, when she's okay, I'm reading her fucking about me shit, and apparently she has a koala named Ken and a panda named Peter.
That's probably fucking stuffed animals.
Okay, yeah, she's 20 years old. She's a down-ass lady juggalo. She's probably been down for 11 years.
There you go. Here's a nice picture of Mark Henry. Tuning in to Juggalo Rider Radio. That's what I do.
Nice.
It's a nice picture of him smiling. Remember when he used to do that?
Yeah, did the whole smiling bullshit. Yep. Now he just looks pissed off at the world every single time you see him.
Yeah. I wonder if he ever shaves.
Probably not.
Because every time you see him, man, that damn beard is about the same size.
If not bigger.
And on top of that, you can't even, like, see his face and shit.
Oh, fuck this. Because I can't remember my fucking Twitter and whatsoever.
So create a new one.
Word, Chris, except the email. Alright, but then that just means I have to create a whole new fucking email. And I'm like going through that bullshit.
Yeah.
Unless I have my fucking name up on here for Twitter somewhere and I can find it. MySpace, Wicked Zombies.
You see that, man? A girl gotta say some stupid shit and then people blow up her fucking status.
Yep.
Time to take a shower. Maybe I'll get naked this time. And then that shit blows up. What the fuck?
Yeah, and then the girl will probably end up complaining, why does everybody think I'm a whore? Yeah. It's like, well, yeah, that's why you're taking a fucking shower.
Yeah, they all post shit like this all the time, and then the next day, everybody calls me a whore. Why can't I find a decent guy?
And then they turn into lesbians. They become lesbians.
Man, every bitch is a fucking lesbian. It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's like, bitch, let's be honest.
What?
Why can't I sleep? Bitch, who fucking cares?
Well, go figure. I signed my old fucking name for fucking Twitter. But, I don't remember the password.
Of course not.
Great. Now I gotta figure that one out.
Look, I found Havoc. What do you like, man? Why's that bitch got a like page?
Wait, why does who have a like page?
That bitch you were just talking about.
Oh, I have no clue.
Oh, and look at that. She's already my friend on Facebook.
So maybe that's how she found you. Well, found us.
I really don't know.
Enter your username.
Gotta love angles when you take pictures.
Oh yeah.
Cyberbullying. It needs to stop. Really?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
That's all anybody does on the internet.
Yeah, really?
I mean, shit, a fucking pedophile had a page talking about stop cyberbullying. You want a picture of the Great Khali? The Great Khali says, tune into Jungle Run Radio.
Oh, and I saw the greatest Raw or whatever, the 2K14 cover. It had the shield on it. I mean, no, it had the fucking Spirit Squad.
The Spirit Squad.
Exactly. So it's definitely an awesome cover.
No. No way in hell.
I think we need to play a track here.
Why? You realize the show's over, right?
Oh, yeah. But I was about to play this track anyways, just due to the fact it's perfect for what we were just talking about.
Go ahead and play it.
Oh shit, you look cute as hell. Now move on over here and let me start massaging. Fine.
Ooh. Oh, that feels wonderful.
What the fuck's up with these bitches? I got dick for days. And these hoes wanna keep their face buried in some pussy? Bitch, you ain't even gay.
She got a Katy Perry ringtone. Plays it like a theme song. Kissed the girl and liked it. Now she's swearing off the ding dong. Back and forth like ping pong. She really strictly dick it. And Madonna screwing Britney. Now the bitch is strictly licking. Suck a dick or suck a titty. She don't really give a fuck it. Duck it. Rainbow on her Prius. Means she always getting lucky. Had her first fish platter on a girlfriend's futon. Hidden valley tossing Sally licking on the crouton. No shame in this fake bitch game. Swerving in and out of traffic. Never staying in her own lane. She want a piece of cake and yes, you wanna eat it too. Pay her some attention, then the bitch will go down eating you.
Drop the act and let me be honest. No more chips for you.
For pussy for attention. Just turned 18. Now she on a fucking mission. Gotta make her daddy listen. Maybe show a little anger. Four shots of Jägermeister. Tongue kiss a perfect stranger. Three full fingers deep in some bleach blind bimbo. A double headed dildo beating like it's Kimbo. Put it on the YouTube. The pictures on the MySpace. Just so I can peep it. Wish the bitch would sit on my face. Two straight bras. Tongue kissing by the swimming pool. Fake dyke bitches eating coochie cause it's cool.
Drop the act and let me honest. No more chips for you now.
Bitches, days and chains, running trains, girl or girl, a pussy fist. And all I'm really trying to say is, girl, don't claim your ass is gay. I laid the pipe the other night and fucked your girlfriend yesterday. Tell the truth, don't even trip. You know you like to wrap them lips. Round a Peter, lick the tip, cause little girls don't come a quit. Bitch, please, you ain't right. What you really trying to prove? Carpet muncher, don't get puncher, cause you claim you're so confused. Yeah, I push my dick on hard to see you seeking out netting. But to rise up on your cake won't be the case up at your wedding. Put it in perspective, cut the act. You ain't no lesbian, just a chick who loved the dick. But perpetrate a lesbian.
Drop the act and let's be honest. No more chips for you now.
After all, we're just two lonely bitches on the loose for the weekend. Yeah, I bet your little ass is on fire. You'll be a new woman when I finish working on you.
And we're back.
Yay!
It's almost done downloading.
Jeez.
Yay! I don't have my Twitter password to get into my Twitter. Man, I wonder if Twitter's got a fucking contact number. Let's find out.
I heard a rumor today that apparently for the WWE 2K14 game, they're going to have like a career mode when you start as a rookie, like in NXT, and work your way up to the WWE.
Man, I saw that like
you're going to be able to do that whole shit that Ryback did, man. You put two people on your fucking shoulders and drop them and shit. For, like, double finishers, I'm guessing.
I heard that about that, too, but
no,
people
saw,
will not.
I saw it in the trailer. I saw it in the official trailer for it, man. It was Ryback doing his whole shell shock thing. You know, he had the two people on his back. I was like, what the fuck? So you'll be able to do that shit.
Damn.
I'm going to drop you and Havoc. No.
I give up tonight. I'll fucking contact fucking Twitter tomorrow.
There you go. That's for you, Havoc.
That's perfect.
I made a couple of those for Shelby the a while back here too.
Man, I definitely see posted up.
I just made that right here, right now. Boom.
Man, that's definitely one ugly black chick though.
I'm not even quite sure what the hell that shit's even from.
No idea.
Chris, do you know what that's from?
Well, what?
There ain't nobody got time for that. What? Who is this chick?
I have no idea completely.
I just think it's funny, but like I have no idea what it's really from.
Me either.
Like, really random. And all of a sudden, the fucking primetime players started to steal it.
Yeah, that was just stupid. They should have never did that.
Agreed. And woo! Next week is a tag team match. Again, CM Punk and
the Nexus versus the Primetime Players.
Yeah. Even though CM Punk doesn't want anything to do with the Nexus anymore.
Well, the Nexus is helping him.
Yeah, that's TNO again. Husky Harris is gonna come running down and fuck to save him and save his ass too.
Yeah, that's
from the Wyatt family who is coming.
Yeah, that's
what's
gonna happen, man.
That
match is gonna go on and then he's gonna come down.
And then Hero Tonga will return to sue everybody.
Where the hell is that idiot anyway?
I have no idea.
He just kind of disappeared.
Yeah, I know.
Or they randomly bring them back, you know, they beat them up and then they make them go away again.
Apparently he's under the undercard status.
The what?
He said undercard status.
I mean, obviously, like, the last time we really heard anything from him was back when he was in the fucking Royal Rumble, and he was eliminated by Sheamus. After that, hey, nobody heard from him.
Why can't anybody spell lose?
I don't know.
People always go to spell lose, and they spell loose.
There must be some loose motherfuckers in the world.
Like, why? Why can't people spell shit?
And with words that are that simple, it makes them look retarded.
Like, do you not know the difference between lose and loose?
The bitch was loose. Or the bitch was loose.
They probably spell that lose.
Exactly.
Bitch, I don't want to tag people in the photo. Go the fuck away. I fucking like tagging myself in a goddamn picture.
What?
But, yo, every time this thing fucking popped up saying fucking it's easy to tag people, it ends up fucking tagging my, it ends up tagging myself in it for some odd fucking reason.
Oh, that was like this one time I posted up some pictures and then it tagged somebody in it. I was like, what the fuck? And then I couldn't remove it.
Yeah, I know, right?
I don't understand, man. I don't understand what the hell this picture is supposed to be about. Takes the piss out of girls. Virgin.
Oh, fuck.
What is that supposed to mean?
Maybe they're taking the piss out of somebody.
So, okay, then.
I mean, you know, not that we... I mean, I'm just guessing on that one.
Yeah, I don't know. People make some weird shit.
Yeah, they do. Attention stolen. Good. Now we can fucking fire this shit out and see what the fuck happens.
Mm.
Don't figure it. The minute I post up that fucking Juggalo hater shit, there's it.
Whatever.
I said the minute I post up that fucking Juggalo haters, ain't nobody got time for that. Somebody shared it.
I saw that Chris liked it, but then it went away.
Yeah, I know. What the fuck?
Chris is like, I like this. Maybe I don't. Maybe I do.
That's why I'm using Facebook on your phone. You're like, yeah, I like it. And then they got crap. So you press unlike, free like.
Man, yesterday, man, I was liking a whole bunch of people's pissed off and sad statuses.
Good job.
Just because I was bored.
Oh, man, people just... I don't even know.
Man, what
I don't
see no shares on that picture.
Someone named Karina fucking shared some kind of pic. I don't know if it was that one or something. But
all I see is Chris. All I saw that Chris was liked it. That's it.
Yeah, he liked it, then he unliked it, then he liked it again.
Double liked, man.
Yeah. What picture did Karina share? Yeah. Karina Joe shared it.
Oh. Well, it doesn't show up on my end. Getting real tired of people posting pictures of themselves pregnant.
Yeah. Like, we don't give a fuck if you're pregnant or not.
Like, all right, man, you're having a kid. Great. We don't have to see you're pregnant every fucking week.
Okay, so I'm placing my bet on the main event of Raw next week, CM Punk and Curtis Axel versus the Primetime Players, on the Primetime Players winning that match.
Why the hell would they make them win?
That's the exact point. Why put my money on them winning?
Yeah, there, CM Punk is just fucking GTS everybody, including fucking Curtis Axel. Probably will, just give you a face now. Man, like, some people just sort of get tattoos. I mean, like, you know, if you're not used to the fucking pain or the fuck. Or just, you know, the fucking long hours that I was just sitting there for it. You should not be able to get a tattoo.
Or if you're going to get a tattoo, you should at least get a small one first before you go for something bigger so you know what it's like.
Not always, Chris.
Well, I mean, my tattoo is, like, a fair size or whatever. It's, like, it covers, like, my whole shoulder, my left one. But, I mean, so I know what it's like. I mean, that's kind of an average size one. So I'm just saying, for a person that's not sure what it's like, they should do that first so they know what it's like. If they want to get bigger ones, go side after.
Well, I mean, like this old dude fucking getting, like, a cover-up. I mean, it seems like he's got a couple tattoos, but he's getting a cover. But like, dude, freaking have like a, it's like having like a goddamn panic attack, like while he's getting a fucking tattoo done.
Yeah.
That's why old people should not be allowed to get tattoos either.
Said old people.
Well, yeah, but old people should not be allowed to get tattoos.
Or drive.
Well, that's a fucking Chris.
He said or drive.
Because they drive like 20 when the speed limit is like 50. It's like, God damn it, you're going to end up getting everybody killed here.
Or maybe the person that's driving like an asshole is going to get everybody killed.
Yeah, that too.
And then they'll say that the person who's driving 50 and the 50 and not the person driving 20 was the asshole.
No, I was talking about the reckless driver. You know, the one that wanted to go faster. Chris.
Oh, I was saying if the speed limit was 50 and they were driving 20 in the 50.
That's, I don't know, that's really slow.
Well, that's how old people drive. So they should never drive.
That ass.
We'll put a shit right there. Fuck it.
What?
Fuck it. This dude gets a horrible tattoo and he hates it, so he starts choking the fucking tattoo artist that did it.
There you go, man. In the Juggalo Rider radio promo pics, I have 666 photos.
Nice. So whenever you add a new one, you should delete an old one.
Why the fuck would you delete one, Chris?
Hey, keep it at 666.
Yeah, 666, motherfucker.
Alright, so let's see if this shit's gonna fucking work. It's time to try out this Photoshop bullshit. Or as the Canadians would say, a boot. Hopefully this shit works this time. I mean, shit, man. You know, like, if it don't work for that shit, fuck, man. I could just make some fucking promos with the fucking pics that they give, that they fucking provide you.
Yeah, that's what I tried to do, but even that's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, so let's see what we can work with this.
Man, this damn chick, man, I got her off the damn like page, man. She likes all my damn photos and shit, but she won't ever tune in.
That's just fucking retarded.
You think? Wow. Why don't Jews eat pussy?
A book?
Is that your guess? Why don't Jews eat pussy?
I don't know. Why?
Because it's too close to the gas chamber.
Nice.
Oh, wow. Man, I really wish people would learn how to spell, or at least use spell check.
Yeah, it's too hard for people to do.
Because instead of this saying, I'm going to buy a shit ton of new shoes, it says, I'm going to buy a shit ton of new shoes.
Nice.
The little things in life.
Yeah, yeah. And if you want to buy shit, don't you?
Yeah, what the... Well, I mean, she is talking about shoving her fucking foot up people's asses. I mean, I guess it's appropriate.
Hey, it makes sense.
Even though it's supposed to say ton, but... And then this bitch right here, all she wants to do is post about her being pregnant. And then you got fucking Colby, man. All she does is post pictures of her bent in half.
Like, her bent in half? What the fuck?
Like, you know, like, bending over, downward, and shit to take a picture. And every damn picture looks exactly the same, kind of like every time I take a picture, it's exactly the same.
Yeah.
Niggas think I'm the devil, bitches hell be like Hitler.
Oh, fuck.
This is the shit that I gotta read on my newsfeed. And on top of that, they can't spell like.
How the fuck do they spell it?
L-Y-K. It's not even close.
Hell nah. I don't even know what the fuck that's supposed to spell.
Apparently like, though. I don't know.
Oh, man. Now, there's someone that definitely needs to use the word fucking, and definitely needs to use fucking spell check.
Yes. here goes another girl, man. She's always liking pictures too. And she only added me because I was liking pictures of her on some other page with her titties all out. Because we only have one mutual friend.
Damn.
Yep.
That kind of makes me want to... Yeah, you know, the fact that you said that person is spelled like the wrong way just it makes me want to put up a status saying, spell check. Use it, people.
Spell check. It saves lives.
Okay, here's my question, though. I just looked this up. I went to WWE.com.
And you motherfucker, get off WWE's nuts.
They're calling the Raw Money in the Bank ladder match Money in the Bank All-Stars. So what the hell are they going to call SmackDown one? Money in the Bank Noobs?
Yes.
Because not like a Money in the Bank match with like Damian Sandow even matters. Apparently they've announced the participants, but they haven't announced it like on SmackDown. They totally skipped doing that. Like Damian Sandow, Fandango.
Wow, dude, I just put two A's in haters. What the fuck? Spell check, it saves lives. That's right, it does.
Hell yeah, it does.
I'm a like it. I'm not too sure. I'm like that. I'm like that.
Easy there, Chris.
No, man. See, look, I liked it, then I unliked it, then I liked it, and then Facebook's like, fuck you, you're going to unlike it. So I had to click it again.
See? It wasn't just me.
But I'm just saying, like, I went to click it again, and Facebook's like, nah, no.
Nah, I'm not going to let you like it.
How many damn wrestling pages are there on Facebook?
A shitload.
And they all post the same shit.
I'm going to tag somebody else into my status there.
Tag somebody that can't spell.
Yeah, rabbit.
Exactly. Good idea.
Yes.
Rabbit, Harry.
Why you tag me in this is like the letter Y?
Be like, well, are you? Well, because you're an alcoholic. I like how she gets so mad every time we say that shit to her. And then she says, oh, I don't really get mad. I'm just playing. Man, you probably mad as hell.
She probably doesn't even know what playing is.
I don't know.
And this is Rabbit we're talking about.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. She's a strange little fella.
One 800 fella.
Yeah, she needs a nice bro kick.
Yeah, she does. Maybe she'll be able to spell it.
she needs a nice one of those whenever she's addicted to those damn applications.
There we go. I tagged in Rabbit and Carrie. And Tammy Brown.
Yes, Tammy. Yes.
Oh, crap.
I mean, you know, I would tag in the people that can't spell your properly, but unfortunately...
You just did. Tammy, Rabbit.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure there's a little more of them on my page somewhere.
That's why I had that one picture up at one time. It was the whole, you know, spelling all retarded and shit. I was like, if you spell like this, I forget what it
might be.
There you go. Oh, you type like this. Would you mind if I threw a dictionary in your face?
I definitely need one thrown in their face.
Because on this picture, it's, you know, typed out with, like, numbers and letters. And they spelled like the way I just told you how that person spelled like.
I think I've seen that.
Yeah, it's a picture of, you know, Willy Wonka.
I have definitely seen that one.
Yeah, there's tons of those type of pictures.
Because everybody seems to use that for the memes now.
I think other people who can't spell word shit on my page, I can tag into that shit. That could possibly be like half my fucking friends right there.
Yeah, just have a conversation with somebody on your list and you'll find out.
Yeah, just have a conversation with every person on your list. You'll find the people who can't type or shit.
Like, yeah, you just do what I did, man. I said what up to people. If they didn't answer, I deleted them.
Yeah, we can do that.
And that's how I came down to 730 some friends from like 1,000 or so.
I'm curious to find out how many I have now.
Or like, you know, just for stupid reasons you delete people, like they're depressing and their status is delete.
Or they keep talking about Lil Wayne and keep posting Lil Wayne songs.
Oh yeah, if they post some stupid shit, yeah, delete.
Yep.
Just because I don't want you there no more, delete. Well, look at that, man. Somebody made this cover with that background.
All right, look. Ashley Harley Quinn Simpson. Goodbye.
That's a very long name.
Oh, plus she can't spell her shit. She spelled friend. FRINED. And accept. ACCPET.
Anyway.
So accept as like expat. What the fuck?
Well, no, but it's funny because of the fact she spelled friend wrong the first time, and then finally the second time she managed to spell it correctly.
Wow, is this a new music video for Anybody Kill? Hey Girl, is this new?
A shit tone of new shoes.
Yes, we went to the shit tone shoes already.